Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue, big boy. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make the shoe. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. A few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
What's going on, people? It's All Bars Radio. It's Samir Brooklyn Black. We got Nikki Boss with us in the building. We got a cool show for you today. We got J.R. Elias and Sarah King coming in a little later. Nikki, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You can't hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Is Angel Love Sweets with us?
Not yet.
All right, well, we definitely have a great show ahead of you guys. Angel, when she gets in the building, she can start her interview process for the evening. And I just want to start off the show by sending out some shout-outs to the All Barbs family, to All Barbs promoters, to everybody that supports All Barbs movement, that supports me, that supports Angel. Just shouting out you guys again. And I also wanted to just also mention, keep in mind, there's one of my followers who, I'll tweet the name because I always say it wrong, but they're always doing art gallery showings in Harlem, New York. So if you live in the New York area and you are into art and you want to check out some new pieces to a new collection, you could definitely hit me up. I'll have all the info. I don't have it in a preset tweet yet, but I'll definitely get to it. So, Black, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just, you know, chilling, making sure everything goes smooth, you know, just maxing, relaxing. Angel, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing okay.
That's good.
Yeah, so I definitely started the show by giving my shout-outs. So do you have any shout-outs you want to give, Angel?
Definitely, you know, to the whole movement, to All Out, all of our promoters. I just want to thank you guys first because you guys go hard all day, every day. To the co-owner at San Spartan, to at Juliet Loves You, at Yep, I Love It, at A1 underscore Yobo, and all the people that support us on a daily basis. I do have just three events that I was asked to mention, and all three of them I will be attending as well. At Entertainment DMV is having King of the Mic Part 3 at Coffee's Lounge, and that's 2632 Georgia Avenue in Washington, D.C., from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. I'll be there. It's supposed to be really hot. It's going to have a lot of artists there, and it's going to be dope. So if you're in the DMV area on that day, come out and support. And then Jimi Hendrix presents Chicks, Beats, G-Strings, and Bottles on August the 30th at 9 p.m. That's actually going to be at Safari Lounge. So if you want more information on that, you can hit me up and I can get you the info on tickets. And just make sure you come out on the 29th of September to rock out with me at my first networking artist event that I'll be having in Camp Springs, Maryland.
Yes. Do you also want to mention your, I know A&P Promotions, you got a lot of things going on with them as well, and I see that you have, you know, different types of services that you guys provide. Do you want to share a little bit more about that to our listeners?
A&P Promotions has a ton of packages, pretty much everything from promotion on Twitter to up to five different social networking sites. And I'm also doing a collaboration with At Rain Poetry for you guys to get played for 7 days straight on her radio show that's during the daytime. So if you want more information, definitely hit me up, artist. That's the only hit me up if you're about your business because that's, you know, really important. And I'm only going to do business with the best. And that event that's on the 29th, I will be there. So if any artists are interested in coming out and networking, I'll be there. And you just hit me up for more information.
Definitely. I know, Black, you, I don't know, is it coming up soon, the bus ride to Baltimore?
Actually, that joint was postponed, so... Nah, because it's not supposed to be this Saturday.
Okay. Yeah. Because I was wondering, because I know I didn't meet it with you so that I can put down from my stuff in my seat. So I was just wondering if that was still going on. But yeah, so I don't know if you guys know or are familiar with the NFL player, I believe, Chad Johnson. And allegedly, Evelyn and him are going through a divorce after he headbutts her in the middle of an argument due to the fact that he was caught cheating. She found a receipt for condoms. So I know a lot of people know Evelyn and they know Chad, and their relationship has been public, and from what I saw from Evelyn's side was that you know, she was aware of things that go on with him, and she, you know, knew this is not the first time, of course, with these basketball players or these football players or tennis players, soccer players, that, you know, when they do have somebody that they take on as a girlfriend, baby mother, wife, or whatever, you know, some of them, they cheat and they do it and they blame it on, I guess, their stardom as to why it happens or why it goes down. But she, I guess the last straw for her, because she was able to sit there and go through different things in their relationship, but the last straw, I guess, was when he headbutted her in the middle of an argument. And it goes to show also that according to his, you know, little record or whatever the case may be, he, in 2000, February 7th, he had another domestic violence case filed against him right before he started playing for, I guess, Oregon State. And he had to, you know, do some consequences. He had to pay some consequences to that. But then now with Evelyn, and they just got married July 4th, and they had their wedding pub, you know, on TV. They showed the whole ceremony. And it's just funny that all of a sudden today, she's filing for a divorce due to the fact that he cheated and he got caught, and then he tries to cover up his tracks because I guess he was upset that he caught her and he headbutts her. So, Angel, do you have anything to say about that, about Mr. Chad Johnson, him getting caught with a receipt of condoms, and then in the midst of, I guess, them trying to talk about the situation, he headbutts Evelyn?
First of all, I want to say, that Chad and Evelyn's relationship is, like, I don't know, to me, like, really weird, because they play a lot. Like, if you, I don't know if you have ever, like, watched any of the episodes, of the, that they play so much, so it's kind of hard to even, you know, like, take him seriously. So, in my opinion, I think that him headbutting her was just what he would be. He's very immature. You know, they have a very immature relationship, you know. I'm sorry that headbutting incident is affecting his career, because I'm not mistaken, like, he's taking, he's having consequences given to him as far as, like, the NFL is concerned because of him getting arrested and things of that nature. I don't know, I just feel as though, you know, like, as far as Evelyn is concerned, she pretty much knew what kind of guy he was, because in the process of them being engaged, it was several times where people have, you know, sent her messages and sent her pictures of him having lunches with different people and him saying that he was going to do something else and he would want to be with different women. And, you know, so it was kind of like you already need the warning sign, but you still decide to get married to him, you know, so... I don't get it. I would love to know, because another report says that he's saying he didn't hit by her, that she actually did hit butting. So I don't know. I really don't know. But what I find amusing is that Jennifer's ex, was tweeting her and was, like, mocking her about the bump on her head and all of that good nature. It was, like, you know,
right,
joking her.
Because
so
remember, because remember, like, I know her and Jennifer, they, you know, they were supposed to be friends, best friends, am I not mistaken? And, yeah, but you know what's so funny? You know, I just feel like just from watching Evelyn, you know, and how she used to just be so, you know, assertive when it came down to her relationship with him, and how, you know, everybody else, yeah, y'all going through that. Y'all going through the whole groupie situation and all of that. But me and him, we got our shit together, and we're working on us, and we do this. And, you're not to say bashing anybody else, but you're going hard about a situation that you happen to fall in now, you know. And yeah, Jennifer, I mean, I don't know if you remember, but like they really, really had issues, especially in the ending. They really had issues, you know. A lot of people try to always get them to come together and talk and X, Y, and Z, and they was just like, I don't fuck with that bitch, and da 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 da. And so, I mean, if Jennifer was doing that, I honestly think that that's childish. You know, just off the simple fact that, you know, if it was the shoe was on the other foot and that happened to you and it was publicized like that, and, you know, and Evelyn was to be like, aha, bitch, you know, like, it will be childish on both parts. I think, you know, I don't know what Evelyn, like, you know, I really don't know. I just feel like if you got caught cheating, though, like, what else is there to say? You know what I mean? Like, besides, I guess, if you feel the need to explain, if that person wants to hear explanation, You know what I'm saying? I don't see why you would get mad because you were the one in the wrong to where, like, you had to shut somebody up and, like, physically headbutt them or slap the shit out of them so that you could still sit there and clarify or justify the fact that you cheated. You know, so I don't know. Black, what do you think about that whole story?
Well, personally, the fact that they're trying to dig up shit on Chad Johnson now, you know what I'm saying, I think it's totally bullshit because Chad's been around for a minute. None of this shit was water before. When he started, you know, when him and Evelyn started kicking in, none of that shit was water before. You know what I'm saying? And also, we don't, you know what I'm saying, we really don't know what led to the headbutt, you know what I'm saying? She might have poked him in the eye and he headbutted off a reflex, you know, or she slapped him, you know what I'm saying? Because regardless, a man should put her hand on a woman, woman should put her hand on a man. But if a woman does put her hands on a man like she a man, she should expect a retaliation from a man, you know what I mean? But regardless, it, and the fact that now it's all made public and we got sides and the Miami Dolphins had cut him from the team, you know, it's so bullshit, but it just shows that, you know what I'm saying, everything you do, everything has a consequence, everything has a reflex, so you got to watch your actions. You got to put a handle on your emotions, especially someone in the public eye like that.
I definitely agree.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, nobody knows, you know, what the fuck. Nobody knows what was said, what was going on, whatever. You know, yeah, she probably could have been like, what the fuck? Like, you know, her approach should have been, you know, very hard and strong to him, and but I just feel like, you know, when you are in the public eye, like, you know that people live for stuff like that. Like, they live to hear what happened next, or they wait for you to fuck up or do something so that way they can make money off you. If it's going to be by defamating your character, slandering you, you know what I'm saying, gossiping about you, like, it's going to make somebody money, so they wait around for you to just, like, fuck up real quick, to have the actual, like, I guess, nigga moment, and then sit there and showcase it public-wise, and then, you know, and then when it becomes public-wise, like, half of it is not even true. Half of it is always twisted. Things are always added on. Things are taken out. You know, nobody really knows the story unless, you know, them two themselves decide to speak on behalf and say exactly what went down and what happened. But, I know we definitely have some interviews that we have coming up for tonight's show. And I know one of our interviews, we have a track. Isn't that right, Angel?
Yes, I'm so excited about this interview, E, that's coming on soon at SirKing201. So whatever Blake is ready, I want the people to hear his music so that when he gets on, you can kind of relate to him.
Yeah, so Black, whenever you're ready, we can definitely get into it.
She my purple love, she my special friend. Got me filling up that styrofoam cup again. She my purple love, she my special friend. She got me filling up that styrofoam cup again. I fell in love with her over and over. I fell in love with her over and over. I swear to God, I ain't gon' lie. I see them purple kisses every time I close my eyes. She got me higher than a plane, lifting it to the moon. Every time I cup get low, man, she get me in a groove. Man, I drink her up, I suck her up. Oxy-80's got me stuck. I'm on that purple stuff. Drink it so I throw it up. Eyes be low as fuck behind the wheel, roll it up. I don't know what's going on, just get me off this purple stuff. Feet laid back, car tinted up. Eyes kinda low, need Starbucks. Before this rap shit was getting Starbucks. I'm in love with two doors and Porsche trucks.
I fucked your bitch and she was starstruck. I know it's kinda hard, I'm selling hard when I'm on that stuff. I fucked your bitch and she was starstruck. I know it's kinda hard, I'm selling hard
when I'm on that stuff.
She my purple love, she my special friend. Got me filling up that styrofoam cup again. She my purple love, she my special friend. She got me filling up that styrofoam cup again. I fell in love with her over and over. I fell in love with her over and over.
Pour me up, pour me some of that purple. Pour me some of that purple, man. Pour me some of that purple. I just roll it up. Roll me some of that purple. Roll me some of that purple, man. Just roll me some of that purple. We off that purple. We off that purple. Yeah, we on that purple. Yeah, we on that purple.
She my purple love, she my special friend. Got me filling up that styrofoam cup again. She my purple love, she my special friend. She got me filling up that styrofoam cup again. I fell in love with her over and over. I fell in love with her over and over.
King 201. Yes. How was you loving that, Nikki? Did you like that?
I just sent you a tweet. I was twerking. I was just twerking over here.
I see it. Is he in the building now?
He should be. He should be in the building.
I'm in the building. I'm in the building.
Hi. How are you? Welcome. You're talking with... Angel Loves Tweets, a.k.a. Angel, and at How's Your Hate Game, a.k.a. Nikki Barbs. Welcome to All Bobs Radio. We're just going to get started. I want you to tell the listeners who you are, just in case they missed it when I announced you coming on.
Just in case y'all missed it on the radio or on Twitter, because it was going all day. My name is Sir King, known as on Twitter, SirKing201. You guys just listen to my song, Promethazine, Purple Love.
Yes. So you're from Jersey. So tell the listeners how it was being raised in Jersey and how did it affect your music?
Being raised in Jersey is like, you know, what people got an idea of Jersey is like, you know, it's all suburbs out here and stuff like that. But, you know, there's really some hoods out here, like Jersey City, New Jersey. That's where I'm from. Patterson, Newark, you know, Elizabeth. There's a lot of hoods out here. So, you know, like, just like, you know, just like every other hood or any other project or any other environment that comes from, you know, government living type of thing, you know, that type of stuff. So, but as far as the music, it just gave me like a, make me more passionate about the music, to make more music and better music, to basically get out from where I'm from. And the streets love it. Like, where I'm from, you know, people really listen to me. You know, Promethazine is the song for the radio, so that's the song y'all get. But, like, when it comes to the deeper songs for the streets, they really love it. You know, I got a kind of influence over the streets type thing.
I love it. Well, I know you're currently working on a mixtape called Stamped and Certified, which features Meek Mills and Kurt Cobain. If you can, because I know some things some artists aren't allowed to talk about, but if you can, let the listener know how that's going and the update on that.
Oh, all right. Well, the song with Kurt Cobain's Always Linked Out. That's a dope song. In fact, y'all going to be the first to get the song. Come and think about it.
Oh, great. I love it.
Yeah. Y'all going to be the first to get that song. Y'all should be getting that next week sometime. But, yeah, that's done now. You know, once you finish with I'm going on tour September 22nd. So when I get back and once he's done what he's doing, I'm going to shoot the video with him. How I linked up. My pops live in Texas. And I was always going to Texas, going to get, you know, some illegal stuff. So and he was big on the radio out there. Just before anybody ever knew him up here, he was big out there. So, you know, I kind of reached out to the kid and I just kind of linked up with him type stuff. The song Meek Mills, My Money on My Mind, that's already wrapped up and out the way. When I come back over tour, I'm gonna be in LA for 100. I'm gonna be in LA recording 100 songs. So in the mix of me being in LA recording up all my songs, me and Nick Mills gonna try to get the video shot for that. And also, being as though, you know, y'all gonna get the first dibs on the other song. Y'all gonna get the first dibs on that one too.
I love it. Well, since you mentioned your tour, can you tell the listeners the 10 cities that you're going to hit up just in case they want to stop by and say what's up, get an autograph, or whatever the case may be?
Absolutely. Besides New Jersey, we got Connecticut, we got Virginia, we got Baltimore, you know, D.C., and we got L.A., we have Texas, of course. I don't know if I mentioned Virginia, but we got Virginia and St. Louisiana, Miami, Miami, Florida, Orlando, Florida, you know, surrounding cities down there. We got Massachusetts. We got, we added four more cities onto the tour. You know, that's crazy. We added four more cities onto the tour. Once we sent out bios and the music to radio stations and magazines, other radio stations picked us up. So we're trying to get in their area, too. So we added four more cities on.
That's dope. So when you come out to the DMV, I expect an email because I live in the DMV, so I can come out and support you.
Okay. Absolutely, okay. Absolutely, yes. And my man, shout out to my man. I know for a fact he's in the check-in. My man Moody, he's from D.C.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, Purple Love, I'm so glad that Black played that because I actually wanted to tell you that that was one of my favorites from what you sent me. Can you tell the listeners exactly, you know, a little bit more about that song, like what inspired you to write that song and, you know, a little bit more information?
Purple Love, people think I'm talking about the color purple. I'm not. I'm talking about promethazine, the lean, the drink, whatever y'all want to call it. And I picked that habit up from Texas. You know, I went down to Texas one time. My little brothers was out there like, yo, you gotta try the drink. I'm like, man, it did for me. And I tried it, and then, you know, that became, you know, something of mine. So, I mean, it's, one time I was drinking it, actually, and somebody was filming me, and I was freestyling, and I just came up with that, like, yo, she my purple love, cause, you know, the drink was in my hand. So that's basically how the song came about, promethazine.
I love it. Well, do you have any shout-outs that you want to give? Now is your time to, you know, shine, say anything that you want the listeners to be aware of. Whatever you may, it's your time.
Yeah, I definitely want to shout out Warner Brother Records. I appreciate them for signing me, picking me up. They made a good move. I want to say shout-out to my team, Certified Music Group. They believed in me. They took me on board. My manager, L, you can follow him on Twitter at L Money. I think, at L Money, I guess is what it is. Or you can follow me on Twitter at SirKing201. As a matter of fact, follow me on Twitter at SirKing201. And I just want to say shout-out to everybody who checked in for me, all the DJs in Jersey City, and everybody who helped put this tour together who's listening. And I want to say shout-out to the radio station. Thank y'all for having me and playing my song.
No problem. Nikki, you have anything you want to say to the team?
Yes. I would just like to say thank you for rocking out with us on All Barbs Radio. You're welcome. And shout-out to you and everything that you're doing. Your music sounds great. I definitely like the track. I definitely tweeted it a couple of times. And shout out to @SandSpartan who said that track was fire and he wants to know when you're going to be down there, I guess where he's in the Miami area, Florida area. So, so if you are going to be out there, you could definitely let him know if you are.
Well, tell him to follow me on Twitter. I keep him updated. We're in the works right now to getting four cities out the way in that area. So, you know, we got Miami, Florida, Orlando, Florida, and a few up-and-coming cities out there, too. Matter of fact, you can also, thanks a lot to Amber Lewinsky. She's on Twitter, too. She's from Orlando, Florida. She's the one who helped put this together, too.
That's what it is. And also, shout out to @RainPoetry, who said I was feeling that track, twerk song all day, yes, because I was twerking, you know.
Okay, that's good.
As long as I make you
twerk, that's what counts.
Yeah, and definitely shout out to you for fucking flooding my timeline.
Oh, yeah,
all
yeah,
goddamn
yeah.
day. All I see is twerking 201, twerking 201, twerking 201.
Yeah, yeah.
But, Definitely shout out to you, though. And
I mean to cut you off, but you also got to shout out to people that retweeted that. You know, a lot of you see a lot of people retweeted that.
Yes, most definitely. That's why I said make sure you put the number in so that they, if you know anybody want to talk to you or leave a comment, they can call in and press 1, and they can definitely, you know, let me know and let, you know, you know as well on how they felt about that song. And you said you're from Jersey?
Jersey City, yeah.
Okay, actually, I have 2 cousins that live in Jersey City, and I think I have one that resides in, like, Marlboro, New Jersey. I don't know if I'm saying that right, Mar.
Okay. Where you located at?
I'm located in New York, so we not too far.
Yeah, so I'm saying we gotta come. I gotta come up there. I gotta feel my presence. Y'all feeling the song? Now y'all gotta see my presence. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, and you definitely. Me and Angel, we are media. So like we know almost a lot of people in the industry, and we know of so many places that be looking for features and headliners, and you know if you still in that whole era where you even you know still do shows. We know a lot of that information, so definitely stay in the loop with us because we have a lot of things coming. And since we played your song, it's only right that you create a drop for All Barbs Radio.
Only right.
You want me to create a drop for you?
You got to create a drop. And in your drop, you can say whatever you want, just as long as you include All Barbs Radio, Nikki Barbs, and Angel Love Sweets. And you can send it to my email, CEO Nikki Barbs at Gmail. I'll tweet it to you, but I definitely would like for you to create a drop.
Matter of fact, I'll do that tonight. That'd be priority number 1.
Woo! If you do it tonight, I'll play it on Thursday's show.
Absolutely, and I'll send you that Kurt Cobain song. I don't know; it might not be ready until Friday, but I'll give you the previews of it tonight. I love
that's it. What it is. So definitely shout out to you. And we were, before you get off the line, like I always like to talk to the interviewee as well whenever Angel is finished, and also include them on what we're talking about today. And my topic is basically going to be about, and what we started talking about is about men and cheating. And I was going along the lines of one of the biggest stories that are out right now with Chad and Evelyn. And, you know, him basically headbutting her, and which causing him a whole bunch of penalties in the NFL, and as well as him headbutting her because she found a receipt of condoms, a receipt for condoms. So
yeah.
I want to know how you feel about that situation. I don't even know if you are a Chad fan.
No, I mean, I really don't know who Chad is, but I could relate on that because I just came home from doing 2 years in Massachusetts Federal Penitentiary. So I was once in a relationship and got played. So I would say to anybody else, a relationship without trust is like a phone without no service. Only thing you can do is play games. So so if you feel as though your female or male is like is playing you or doing something you dislike, it's going to be hard to walk away. But the best thing to do is walk away, because I'm totally against putting your hands on females.
Mm-hmm. That was funny what she just said, like a, you know, the whole analogy to it's like a cell phone with no service, like all you can do on it is damn near, play games and fucking tell and watch the time, you know?
Yeah.
But Angel, like, what do you have to say after he said that?
I definitely agree. I love the analogy. You know, I'm just trying to go see him when he come out in the DMV area. I mean, that's pretty much that. Like, I'm just excited, like, about this interview. I'm so, thank you for, like, rocking with us. And, like Nikki said, keep us in the loop, because we definitely know a lot of people in the industry. And, Black, do you have anything you want to say to him?
Yeah, this is Brooklyn Black, a.k.a. Brooklyn Black. I know about the hoods in Jersey. Been out there once, and but I definitely want to ask who were some of your influences, like where your influences are, New York influences, some Jersey influences, who influenced you to start rapping anyway, making music?
You know what? Who really influenced me? I would say You know what? I was always like a rapper, like, you know, rapping up stuff, you know, because I like Nas a lot, but I never took it serious until this, like I said, I came home March 30th. I never took it, March 30th of last year. I never took it serious to this past year. And there's a rapper from Jersey City named Hov DiBiase. Y'all can add him on Twitter at DiBiase. I'm saying he really, like, because in Jersey, Mini Man Records had a good movement. But it's like, it's 1,000 of them. And out of 1,000 of them, 500 of them or 600 of them are rappers. So it's hard for everybody to shine. But with DiBiase over there, he makes it look good. You get what I'm saying? So when I seen him and his movement, I was in the club one night. I'm like, dang, that could have been me. I wasted 2 years in prison. That could have been me right there. So what I did was I just turned it up. I said, man, I'm going to really fuck with the music. And that's what I did. Like a year later, you know, with not really that much street buzz, I'm signed to Warner Brothers Records, you know?
That's what it is.
Yeah, definitely wasting time in prison. I mean, being in prison is definitely a waste of time. No, I don't give a fuck what you in there for. I mean, even if you them fucking shot somebody for killing your mother and you felt it was only right, you know what I'm saying? But it's just time wasted, and you could be doing so many other different things, you know? So definitely shout out to you.
Everything's a blast from here on out, man. I'll be in L.A. I'm going on tour September 22nd. That's going to last a minute. I'm going to travel in 14 cities now. Once that's done, I'm going to be in L.A. recording 100 songs. 100 songs I'm going to be recording in L.A. Working with top producers like C-Do and the Beat, Bugsy, It's Biscuit, DJ Killer Touch. You can look all these guys up on Twitter. You see they verify. Work with top guys like that. And once 100 songs are done, they're going to have a listening session. 15 of it for the album. Everything else is going to be for the mixtapes. And then, you know, interview at the interview, radio show at the radio show. But most important, I want y'all to remember this, and I'm not going to play with y'all. Y'all going to be first to get exclusive on anything.
Oh, that was an awe moment, Angel. So, wait, we got to do it together.
Sorry. Ready?
One, two, three.
Aww. Gotta be first on everything.
That's what it, and you know what? Damn it. I better be at a fucking show or something, okay? Even if I don't care. Shit. Dead ass though. I better be at a show. Even if I'm not, you know, I'm not going bitch if I can't be in the front row. But as long as I'm there and I get to fucking snap a few pictures and tweet while I'm there that I'm supporting you. You need to make that happen. On stage? Wait. Hold up. Hey. I could work the stage. I'm not going to rap, but I'll damn sure play a good prop on that bitch.
Sitting pretty somewhere. I'm gonna put a chair on stage. You just sitting in that chair, look pretty.
All right, mm-hmm. I love it.
I love it too.
Where you at again? Where city you were?
I'm in New York, but Angel, she's from Baltimore, right? Angel, I always say the DMV area.
So we definitely come to DMV. And you right there in New York. So I can come get you, bring you to Jersey City whenever I'm performing, or anywhere in New Jersey I'm performing, and put you on stage looking pretty somewhere.
Aw, looking pretty. That's what it is. That's what it is. So thank you so much for tuning in. Definitely, you know, my lines is blowing up right now. If you don't mind, I can take a caller really quickly, but if not, if you have to go, then that's cool. I'll take the caller.
Listen, I just stopped everything I'm doing just to talk to y'all. So, yeah, I'm in y'all call right now.
All right, so cool. So let me take this caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 5272. You're live on air with me, Nikki Barbs, Angel Loves Tweet, and Mr. Sir. And this motherfucker, we got 3201 in the building. Are you live?
Hey, ladies, it's Bree.
Hey.
Hey, how are y'all? I don't know if y'all can hear me good because I'm on the train, so you know how that is.
I can hear you. What's going on, Bree?
Nothing, just, you know, getting out of the house for the night, heading to my hometown. You know, just to get away for a little bit. I just wanted to call in for you guys and shout out Sir King because he was on our show too. So, you know.
Thank you. What's your name, Bree?
Bree. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, Bree, how you doing, Bree? You follow me on Twitter, Bree?
Yeah. You just remember?
Yeah, make sure you follow me on Twitter. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. You mean, I'll follow me or something.
Yeah, I'm trying to help you remember who I am.
I remember who you are.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But, you know, I just wanted to show you guys some love. You know, I'm proud of y'all, proud of the movement.
That's what the fuck it is, Bree. And if you don't know, Sir King, but Ms. Bree is definitely, she's definitely a part of the All Barbs movement. She's definitely a Barb. So shout out to Bree. We definitely support each other. You know what I mean? I call into her show. She calls into mine because that's what the fuck we do. And thank you so much, Bree. But let me ask you a question, though. I want to know what you think about this Chad Johnson and Evelyn situation, about him headbutting her because she found a receipt for some fucking condoms.
First off, I have, you know, something to say on both ends. First off, on her end, like, with me, I don't know, I guess it's just me. I'm not the type to call a cop. Like, if you hit me, I'm going to hit that ass back because that's just how I feel. That's just how I was raised. And you're not going to hit me and think that's just the end of it. I'm going to call the cops and then nothing happened to you. I don't think so. I've been in a relationship like that, and I never called the cops. We just fought. And not only am I going to fight you, but my whole family's after that ass. So, yeah, just know that. Secondly, how are you going to help with somebody because you found a receipt or condoms? First off, you shouldn't have them in the first place. Second off, if you know you was ball, you was ball.
Mm-hmm.
You're kicking your pants. You have a wife at home, but you out there fucking around, and people wonder why I don't want to get married. This is crazy. Like,
yo,
you're kicking your pants. You got a whole wife at home, yet that's not enough. What you get married for?
I ain't mean to cut you off, but that's right. That's real shit. But you know, it's two sides to that, because you never know what could be going on behind closed doors. For one, for two, like, you married, that's a blessing. I'm just looking for a wifey now. I'm looking for love my damn self. So, you know what I mean? That's a, you're lucky, I guess.
Yeah, I feel you, but that's just how I feel about the situation. I don't know how anybody else feels, but that's how I feel.
I definitely do agree with you, Bree, and I'm gonna let y'all both go so I can get to my other interview for tonight. But one thing I definitely learned about your ass tonight, Bree, is that you're fucking hood, and I ain't fucking with you. Okay, mm-hmm. You gonna have the whole family and shit involved. I'm good. I'm good. And I'm not one to, you know, call the cops or nothing like that either. But I'm not gonna fucking let you beat me like Raggedy Ann and then not say nothing or do nothing. You know what I mean? So I definitely do agree with what you're saying. Thank you so much, Mama, for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye, baby.
Bye. And thank you so much, Sir King 201. That's what it is. Like I said again, make sure you stay in the loop with us. I'm about to teach you the information so that you can send me that drop. I really want that. Yeah, you better keep it where. You better send us all the exclusive shit.
Oh, yeah, you got it. It's been a pleasure. Thank y'all for having me, too.
You're welcome. That's what it is.
All right, so, yeah, thanks a lot for having me. Treat me that. Don't forget to treat me that. Keep following me on Twitter. I see your picture. I'm like, damn, that's the host right there?
That's the host right there. Yeah, that's me.
Why couldn't I be on the station with her or something? You never know. But anyway, but yeah, thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.
That's what the fuck it is. Shout out to Sir King 201. Beautiful interview, Angel. Beautiful interview. I definitely learned a lot. And definitely will be paying close attention to him and what he got going on. So thank you.
No problem. So, Black is our next interviewee in the building.
No.
Wow. Well, I guess we could just continue until he comes on. I guess.
That's exactly what we're going to do. And before we go into a commercial break so we can give him some time, because, you know, black people don't never, well, you know, I can't say that because Sir King was on time and shit. But certain black people, they be forgetting and shit. But it's cool. We're waiting for you. And I want to, Angel, I know you watch Love and Fucking Hip Hop. I really, like I told y'all all the time to my listeners, if it wasn't for y'all, like, I would not know what this show consists of because I do not watch it. I don't need to watch it. Why? Because whenever it comes on, it's all over my timeline, and I could just figure out what's going on, who's who, what, who did what to what, just from reading everybody's tweets. So what the fuck was up with the last episode, Angel? What happened?
Girl, Stevie J, you know, attempted to take Mimi and Jocelyn to, you know, therapy. And at the therapy session, Mimi revealed that she was staying at Stevie J's house. So Jocelyn got really upset and was, like, pounding on Stevie. But in reality, she wasn't thinking because her and Jocelyn and Stevie has been staying at Benzino's house. Like, she really wasn't paying attention to actually what she said. She kind of reacted in the heat of the moment. So pretty much, like, the whole thing is, like, up in the air. Like, she wants to go back to the, you know, to the therapy session with them and try to figure out exactly, like, what's going on because he obviously is in love with both of them. Like, he admitted, you know, to the world that he's in love with both of them. But I'm eager to see what's going to happen on Monday because Monday is the season finale. And to my understanding, he's going to bring in another stripper and try to get her to make music. And Jocelyn is going to straight flip because everyone knows that's how he met Jocelyn. He met Jocelyn in the strip club. So, I mean, at this point, it's like
he also met Eve in the strip club.
I'm sorry?
He also met Eve in the strip club.
Exactly. So.
Wait. He met Mimi in the strip club, too? That's what y'all said?
No, I said Eve.
Eve.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
So what it's looking like to the viewers is that he's, like, seeking out these strippers, and he's, like, exploiting them, like, okay, well, if you want to get out the stripper life and bang with me, you got to have sex with me, and this is what it is, you know, so I'm interested in to seeing how and if that's going to play out. And I remember watching TMZ last week. I'm not, you know, sometimes TMZ doesn't have accurate information, but I do believe that he proposed to Jocelyn as well. So I'm eager just to see how all this is going to play out, you know, and I'm wondering, you know, why do you guys feel like it's okay to have these trends like that, you know, like you're supposed to be so in love with one person, and then the next time you see somebody else, you're in love with them, and it's like, oh, another piece of ass, I'm in love with her. You know, what makes a person do those type of things, and what makes a woman stay with a guy like that? I wonder.
I want to know, too, because I like you said again, like, I don't see how someone can say, I love you, and I really, really love you, I really do, and then go share certain, especially intimate, private things that you do with that one person you quote-unquote love with somebody else, you know what I mean, like that, and then I just feel like for the females, like, certain things you know about a dude if you didn't meet him through some, you know, mutual friends or something like that, or if he wasn't, you know, in your area, you didn't hear about him through the grapevine or whatever, like, you know, why, what will make you even tell yourself or try to, like, you know, make yourself love somebody that you know that's famous for, you know, not really keeping it 100 or not really staying in a stable relationship for no more than a couple of months or a year or two. Like, I just want to know why would some females settle for that shit or act out to the point where you're loving someone that, you know what I'm saying, you're loving someone more then they're loving you. Because at the end of the day, if you claim that you love a cheater, you're aware of him cheating, you forgave him several times, you know certain things. I guess after every talk, he persuaded you to say that he's never going to do it again, and then he does it again, and then, you know, you still stay, and you still say that you love him. Obviously, you love him more than he loves you, because if he loved you the same amount, these problems would not be going on. Because it'll be a level of respect to where I love you, you love me, and we're not going to do anything to break the love from one another. So I really do want to know, because Stevie J, I mean, he's just, to me, he's like, you know, he's the fucking prime example for a lot of niggas out here, because I know of some Stevie J-type niggas, that is so cute.
But, you know, him and Mimi have been together for, like, 13 years. So, to me, it's just like, Jocelyn, what are you thinking? Do you really think after 13 years he's just going to leave her alone? You know, it's just like, to what level of the sickness, like, is it going to continue? You know, like, for Mimi, on the line of Mimi, you've been dealing with her for 13 years. I'm pretty sure out of the 13 years, he's massively done this over and over and over again. You know, their child is not 13 years old. So at what point was it okay for you to continue dealing with him and then have a child by him? Then it's like, Jocelyn, you really think that he's going to leave somebody he's been with for 13 fucking years over you? Like, I don't get it. I need help. I need answers.
I mean, but my whole thing is just like, okay, but can't no baby hold no man or no relationship, and it's not gonna make him say, you know, I mean, if he wants to cheat, if he has every intention on cheating, you know what I'm saying, he's going to still cheat. Like, I mean, yeah, I will look at it like, okay, I would say to myself, like, yeah, like, I've been with him for 13 years, so you thought about you. I done been through this several times. I done seen girls, like, you come in and leave, and I still stood here. But it's just, like, even if I was around for 13, like, I couldn't have put up with that for 13 years. I couldn't have put up with that, because once he would have done it the first time, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I just couldn't trust that he was not going to do it again, because we came to some type of agreement. I'm not going to sit here and bash out all dudes who do cheat and then find themselves, or they are really sorry, I guess, and then they apologize and they never do it again. Shout out to y'all niggas. But I couldn't have put up with that shit for fucking 13 years or have it be an ongoing situation with me year after year after year. Every fucking time the fucking ball drops, I'm supposed to be talking about New Year's resolutions and shit and what I'm not going to carry over into the next year. You know what I'm saying? You still talking about you're going to be done with the old, out with the old and with the new. You're not going to put up with certain drama from last year. But yet you still do. I really don't understand that. And shout out to Irene Poetry, who says, but he's a person who loves to fuck, it ain't no changing that. I mean, and it's funny because I have a female friend who, she's like, oh my God, did you see Stevie J's dick? Like, his dick is so fucking big. Like, you know, I know why these girls are clinging to him, because, you know, like, they not his dick. Like, he's dicking these bitches down, like, apparently, with his big, big, big dick. And so, like, they're all tripping off that shit. And I'm like, I just don't see how these females could be in the public eye. Like, they know about everything that's going on, yo. They know, like, because they fucking call up the bitch, they send out threats, they tweet threat messages, if I find you, bitch, or if I catch you in the street, it's going to be on. Like, you know about it. So what makes you, how can you lay down with him again that night? What the fuck can he possibly say to you that's going to ease your mind, like, over that situation, knowing that you're not the only one? Like, I can't be in a situation like that and not know, or know that, like, I'm sharing this nigga who I'm going out here claiming hard body with. Like, I just couldn't do that. Black, what do you think about that situation?
I have no comment. I do have a comment, actually. Yeah, all parties involved know what they're getting into, you feel me? They knew what it was. Like, it's not because now there's cameras around and now Jocelyn knows about me and vice versa. this has been going on for a minute. You know what I'm saying? And she allows it to go on. Maybe because there's cameras around, she got the gall to actually start saying shit. You know what I'm saying? But we don't know really what the deal is. You know what I'm saying? It's just that you see whatever the cameras show. We don't know what's there when the cameras are off. We don't know what goes on behind closed doors or none of that.
Uh-huh. I just want to say.
But I think we keep Stevie J out the fucking strip club, we be all good.
I just want to say, if you have a friend, cause, you know, like, everybody knows, like, me and Nikki are friends. Even if, like, one of us are in the wrong of something, we're going to have each other's back. So for Benzino to say on national TV that Slutball and Crudball is my friend, it goes to show you that he has a horrible reputation for his track in women, you know, and that everyone is aware of his characteristics as far as relationships are concerned. I'm not sure if you guys, you know that he didn't have a relationship with his mom. Like, he don't even remember who his mother was, you know. So that probably plays a part and why he looked at women as objects and not really as, you know, human beings. He probably feels as though all women are the fucking same. They're not fucking relevant to him because his mother never gave him that maternal love that he needed to grow and to be sensitive as far as that aspect is concerned as a man. But what begs him to want to know more about how his dad was. Like, I want to know what type of fatherly figure did he have. I want to know, was his father just attached by him? Did his father have multiple women? Was he an abuser physically or verbally or sexually? I want to know what kind of father figure he had, because whatever was going on with him as he was growing up is definitely an effect in his lifestyle. Gambling, he's a straight hustler. Like, he's about his money, anything, you know, he's always about his money before he's about anything else. That's evident, you know, because he said his dad was a very hard worker. That was one point that he told the therapist. So I'm wondering if his dad was out there like that, or if his dad was so, you know, so offish with him that the women that he surrounded himself at a young age was the way he, you know, controlled all of that. And maybe that's why he loved women the way he did, whereas, well, he can't stay with one woman because he can't be physically satisfied with one woman because he's never had that satisfaction from one woman, even, you know, being in his early stages of life.
Exactly. But you know what? After we come back from commercial break, I definitely want to talk about that because it's another guy that everybody's familiar with. I believe it's, Terrell Owens. And you know, I actually got to catch this, and I was watching the Dr. Phil show, and he was on it, and he has about 4 or 5 baby mothers and 4 or 5 different kids. And, you know, not that he abused any of the baby mothers, but he, like, you can say pretty much say that he scarred his children because he doesn't, ever since he's been in the public eye as a, you know, a football player or whatever, he has not been in his children's life because, and come to find out, that was due to his father not being around. So I definitely do feel like that there is some type of impact when, you know, when it comes down to your parents and how you were raised and what you see them engaging in and, you know, and what you see them doing. And if you around if you have a father that's a fucking Rolling Stone and he gets bitches, you know, I believe, like, you know, that as a son, I guess you tend to follow that and think that it's acceptable. But let's definitely get into this commercial break. And when we come back, we'll definitely talk about it. And you're definitely tuning in to All Barbs Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barbs. We have the lovely Southern Belle, Angela Sweets, and we have Brooklyn Black from fucking Brooklyn, who holds it down for pregame radio. And whenever you are ready, Black, definitely let's get into this commercial break.
Hey, yeah, hey, boy.
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. Get mine, I spin it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, no gimmick. I'm riding around, no gimmick. In mine, I spend it. 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 I'm riding around, no gimmick. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, no gimmick.
I am smoking on exotic. My girl ain't got no stomach. Every time we have sex, she always asks me for a honor. I ask her, is she working? She asks me, do I want it? I say, when I went to school, bitch, money, what a subject.
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around my side of town. Boxing gloves, I beat the trial. I had the coke, I had a smile. I had the coke for every style. Crocodile, the gator type. I'm allergic to the hater type. I take your wife, give her back. 9 months after that, similar. Similar to saying mama's baby, daddy maybe. When we had sex, I was in a Mercedes. And I ain't crazy. But if that's my baby, then we gonna have to name that little baby Mercedes. The money that I'm making, I don't see you like I'm blind. I'd rather spend money, baby, I don't spend time. My pockets on full, and so is my gas tank. And all my cars got gas in the ashtray.
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it.
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. Photo ready, my polo out there cleaners. I'm the perfect definition of something you never seen. Maserati Kawasaki, bought my girl a Beamer. The jewelry I got on is matching with the tequila. Patron margaritas, double for my divas. I bring all my guns to work, Gilbert Arenas. Plus I'm killing features, and I'm killing shows. I should have sex in a coffin, cause I'm killing these hoes. Fulfilling these goals, climbing up the ladder. Shoot your ass down, you know I rep Atlanta. I'm riding around stunting, smoking loud in public, talking loud in public. Yeah, my entourage is bucket.
Ooh. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it.
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it.
It's mine, I spend it.
It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it.
I'm riding around, I'm getting it.
It's mine, I spend it.
It's mine, I spend it.
It's mine, I spend it.
I'm riding around, I'm getting it.
Hey! It's your boy Hook from the Dumbway Clique. Halo! And make sure that you stay tuned in to Alabama Barbs Radio with the sexy Southern Belle Boss Barbs, a.k.a. Angel, and that sexy lady Nikki Barbs. Ha!
Ha! I love that shit. I can never do it the way that he does it, but shut up. Yes, 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 you're definitely live tuning in on All Barbers Radio. Make sure you call us up, 347-857-4302. And if you feel like commenting, talking, hearing yourself talk, you can definitely press 1. And me and Angel, we will definitely be happy to speak to you. So, yes, yes, yes. Coming back on what we were just talking about as far as these niggas. And, you know, when I talk about the dudes, feet ladies, I'm not being biased because there's a Stevie J bitch out there, too, doing the same damn thing. Instead of her going to strip club, she's probably going to whatever niggas do, like the fantasy football club meetings and shit, and trying to scout out niggas and trying to change their whole lives by fucking them and doing a whole bunch of different things. So I'm never biased when I'm talking about a specific certain person. Is always for female and men, you know, perspective. So, definitely Terrell Owens. And, like I said again, his father, you know, they tried to justify because he felt like, you know, it's because he's doing what he's doing in the public eye, it prevents him from being a father. And when I heard him say that, I just automatically shook my head because I think that's so unacceptable. And because there's plenty of celebrities and that have kids and they take care of their kids. They see them, whether they reside in the same house that they are in. They still, you know, have their custody and they still go and they see them on a regular basis and that child doesn't feel a certain type of way. But, you know, his baby mothers are very angry because they just feel like, just be in your kids' lives. Like, that's all we want. You know, he tends to say, okay, well, all my baby mothers, like, he doesn't like none of them. And that's something that you also have to look at, too, because you didn't have kids with four or five different women, and you're not with neither one of them. Huh. Neither one of them. You can't, you know, you have your issues with all of them. He could not, when I saw this, he could not look at his baby mother's faces. And Dr. Phil said, like, if you know, do they hurt you that bad that you can't even look at them while talking? You know, and he just feels like they're doing this to him because, you know, of who he is, and he feels like they're gold diggers. And they're like, we're not gold diggers. You just have to financially support your kids. You know, and then, you know, he, like I said again, we don't know, you know, offhand or firsthand, like, what goes on, you know, because it's easy, he can feel like they're gold diggers. He didn't issue out over $1 million in child support split between his kids. And then, you know, the oldest kid's mother, I think, is his son. You know, she feels as though, you know, she deserves, she's entitled to the most. And, you know, like he said, like one of the baby mothers, once she found out that the other child was receiving 20%, she goes and gets a lawyer and, you know, and tries to get a higher percentage or they all, you know. But overall, Terrell, his father wasn't in his life. He said that, you know, his father wasn't always there and his father never supported him, like never came to none of his games, and he hardly saw him, and his father dealt with multiple women. He remember meeting multiple women. And I just always thought that, you know, if you saw your parents, if you knew, you know, as you get older and you notice that some of the things that your parents did to you and for you, you know, were kind of wrong, I don't see how you wouldn't want better for your child, or I don't see why you would not do the things that you know, or you would always want better for your kids. You want them to have better than what you have or had. And Angel, I want to know, do you really believe that it really starts from that, like, you know, with these men and females, like if a female was to be out here and she didn't have her mother in her life and her mother was not there to school her on certain things and about, you know, about protecting herself, keeping herself, you know, keeping herself on a humble before herself, what, you know, while dealing with these dudes, like, I want to know, do you think that that plays a factor when your parents, like when you grow up and you see your parents doing certain things, or even if they were absent?
I do definitely think that, you know, absent parents or neglectful parenting skills do play a part in why people are the way they are. But again, you know, it just depends on the personality type of the individual, you know. It can go either way, and most of the time it goes one way or the other. One way is I'm going to do absolutely the opposite from what my parents did, you know, to the point that, like, I'm, like, going to be super parent, you know, like, I watch everything I do, everything I say, you know, there's no room for error, those kind of things. Whereas it can go the other way, oh, I'm wet because of my dad. Oh, I treat women like shit because my dad beat my mom, you know, or I'm in an abusive relationship because all I saw when I was growing up is my mom getting her ass beat. You know, it go either way. I've never really met anyone who was in the middle ground of that kind of situation where I felt like, okay, well, they kind of had middle ground. You know, people that I know that grew up in those type of environments were either really, like, the opposite, like, to the point it was just like, damn, you're over-obsessive opposite, or they use it as an excuse to be, you know, like their parents, or, you know, had certain issues in their life because of how their parents treated them or weren't there to treat them. So, you know, that's just my opinion.
Vlad, what do you think about that?
I agree with Angel.
So you just agree with Angel? That's funny.
I mean, what, how do you feel about Black? Okay. So do you honestly believe that one man can be committed to one woman and one woman only until they, I guess, grow old and die together? Do you think that that's possible?
Yeah, it's possible. You know, but it's something that the man wants to do. You know what I'm saying? He's going to have to want to be committed, because if he doesn't want to do it, you know what I'm saying, he doesn't want to do it. He's not going to do it. He don't want to do it. He's going to do what he wants to do. You know what I'm saying?
Andrew.
He has to want to be committed to that one woman for the rest of his life. He has to want to not go out and, you know what I'm saying, do this, that, and the third.
Angel, how do you feel about that? Do you think that that's true?
I definitely can see it happening. But again, you know, I feel like people are human. So I don't know of any couple that's been together for 40 some odd years and they didn't have some kind of issue somewhere throughout their marriage or their relationship. But definitely it has to be something that both parties want. Not only want, but want to actually work towards, you know, dealing with whatever issues happen and the temptation. So I definitely can see, you know, it happening.
I don't know. I want to say, I can vouch for that. I just think, like you said again, we're all human, you know, and remember, like, to me, people just think, like, okay, if I fuck somebody else or some relationship, you know, that's cheating. But to me, cheating can be classified in so many other different ways. And, you know, like, I just, to me, I don't feel like people keep it 100. So it's like, even if you, I mean, you know, even if you are with somebody for 40 or 50 years, you know, like, nigga, you mean to tell me you didn't call up another bitch while your wife was at work one time? You didn't fucking engage into some type of fresh talk with another female, even if you knew it wasn't going to go anywhere? Or, you know, like, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like for those who cheat, you're fucking stupid. If not, how about you just keep it real? Like, okay, you should know yourself. You should know, you know, that you're one who gets bored with things very easy. So if that's the case, don't go and try to make one girl feel as though she's the princess of the world, and somehow, some way, you're still telling almost every other girl that, or you're making other women feel as though something similar. I just think that that's whack. I mean, like I said again, females do it too. You know, I think females are more conniving when it comes to cheating than men. Men just, some of them just don't give a fuck. They do it, and they don't. Some of them really don't try to cover up their tracks. But I want to know, who do you think cheats more, men or females?
I think females cheat more. I just don't think that they're caught as often.
Hell no.
But I definitely think that they cheat more. I mean, that even goes back to, like, the whole biblical days with, like, the Adam and Eve situation. You know, women are naturally conniving.
Black, what do you think? Do you think men cheat more or women?
Oh, boy. The thing about it is men get caught more, men are more blatant with it. They're known or they're prone to cheat. But if you break it down to bare facts, like, it's women, and women cheat more severe than men do.
So, have you ever caught a female that you were talking to cheating, Black?
It happened.
It happened? What did you do? What did you say? How did you react?
Well, that was pretty much the end of the relationship, you know, and, you know, there was history, and, you know, of course, there was, you know, the hurt shit or whatever, whatever. But, you know, you move on, you know what I'm saying? You don't regret the time that made you smile, and that's it. Keep it moving.
Wow. Angel, is everything all right in your area?
Girl, it's a tornado, apparently, like, a couple of counties away from where I am. So I need to go and check out of the studio and get to a safe area, possibly by house. You know how I am when it comes to weather.
Definitely. I will just let, you know, hope before you go, I definitely do want to go into another commercial break really quickly. And then when we come back, we could just pick it up from there. We definitely want you to be in a safe area. So Black, whenever you're ready, let's get into another commercial break. And shout out to Body Morrison. Wait, am I saying it right?
Yes, Body Morrison.
Yeah, so shout out to him who's locked in. So I see you. Definitely, Black, whenever you're ready. Let's get it cracking.
Tell the DJ turn it up, let the DJ bring it back. Tell him play that shit again, tell him that you like that. Oh,
Trey, I ain't got but two reasons to be here, man. All the bottles pop out.
I know it's somebody's birthday right now. Drinks.
Yes, yes, y'all. Yeah, definitely tuned in to All Vibes Radio. Black, is Angel still with us?
No.
All right, so it's just me and you. Damn. Is it supposed to rain tomorrow in New York?
That's a good question.
So, I definitely do. I had another question to ask you as well. Now, say if you was with a female for over, like, I guess, like, say, like, 13 years or whatever the case may be, and you find out that she's cheated a couple of times throughout their relationship. And, like, what would you, are you after finding all the information, like, do you throw away 13 years or do you try to work it out and continue on with that?
Why would you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. All right, well, I haven't been in a relationship for 13 years, so I couldn't even comprehend, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't even, you know what I'm saying? That's a lot of ups and downs, and to be cheating a few times within the 13 years, like, that's real heavy because that means, like, probably during we had, you know, because there's high times, there's low times, you know what I mean? So that means, like, during the low times, you just, instead of really sticking it out, you just went and got stuck by somebody else. You know what I'm saying? It calls for, you know, it's a lot of shit you got to take into play. But I don't know. Like I said, I haven't been in that position. I haven't been with somebody for 13 years to come to find out he was cheating, like, you know. So I really couldn't honestly tell you what I was doing. I haven't been there.
I know. I've never been in a fucking 3-year relationship either. My longest relationship was about almost 5 years, and for the first 3 years, everything was cool. I was like, you can't tell me nothing about this boy. You can't tell me shit. You know, I was faithful. I was living with this individual, and, you know, everything was cool. And then, I don't know what happened, and where our relationship fucked up at was communication. And with that being said, you know, I guess if I can't come and talk to you about something that's going on with me, if I really want to get off my chest, I'm going to talk to somebody else about it. So, you know, started talking to either somebody else to get their opinion, and I don't know, just kind of our relationship kind of just like went, I don't know, started to go downhill because I would, instead of me talking to this individual that I'm in a relationship with, I would always call that one person to get an answer, to get feedback, and eventually after that, me and this, I cheated, well, you know, and it went from there. What?
Go ahead, continue with the story.
I mean, I'm human. Like I said, I'm like, you know, I'm letting you know, like, I've done it. Yes, I felt horrible, but it was already done, so it was just like I'm only prepared for the consequences and repercussions of the situation. And, of course, like, you always say you wouldn't want these things to be done to you. So, I'm just not big on it now because I've done it and, you know, the person expressed to me that they were really, really hurt by it. And I can only imagine. And I just wouldn't want it done to me. But nowadays, like, would I, you know, if I was to find out the information that I'm with somebody and they come out and say, I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is what happened and blah, blah, blah. I'm with you. Shit is over. Okay. No problem. Bye. You know, so, I mean, I know, and I'm telling you, us ladies, like, if y'all only knew some of the
tactics, man. Yo, I never shake my head so much until I'm on fucking this shit with y'all.
Like, my neck gets one hell of a workout listening to the shit y'all be saying. I swear to God.
Your neck gets a workout. That's mad funny. But wait, but you can't shake your head because, you know, like, when we come on, we're just regular females that go through everyday life like every other female. But we just do what we do in our, or how we do it. You know what I mean? But it's true, Black. Like, I just want to know. What's the, like, what do people, like, I want to, like, Black, can you help me, like, because I've heard a guy, you know, guys, like, you know, majority of my circle is men, and I've heard a lot of them be like, you know, they try to justify, like, they try to tell the girl that they're really who they're with, they try to be like, you know, baby, you know, so I love you, right, and, you know, you're wifey, and these other bitches, I gotta just be fucking them, they don't mean shit to me. And, like, they somehow, the way that they're saying it is so that this female, who's supposed to be AKA wifey, is supposed to honestly sit there and accept that. But I know a guy is never going to accept if a female, if his so-called wifey comes out and says, baby, you know I love you, right? You know you're a hubby. And all these other dudes out here, I just be fucking them, and they just be, you know, some of them, they just give me money and shit like that. Some of them, sometimes I'm able to fucking pay your phone bill with that shit, or whenever I want to take you out, you know, it's on their expense. A nigga's not going to settle for that. Like, he's not going to want to hear that shit. So why do guys try to justify that when it comes down to females?
I can't tell you. You know, I don't do that, so I'm lost as to why it's done, you know what I'm saying, but... You know, some niggas are just gonna be niggas, and if you women just, if y'all allowed to go on, of course, they're gonna keep doing it. You know, a nigga can only do what you allow to be done, point blank, period. So, if you know he fucking other bitches and you allow him to come back, oh, I love you, but I'm just fucking this other bitch, and you still take his ass back, you the dumbass.
I mean, yeah, you are the bumbass, but then again, like, you know, like I said again, like, for me, I could just speak off of me, and I don't have time for shit like that. Like, I really don't have time for the games. Like, I'm not a fucking console, you know what I mean? I'm not a console, and you're not going to play me like one. I have hands, I don't have controllers, so I don't have time for that. So I'm more so one to step out, like, I'm out, like, look how many other people there are in this world. Can't be serious. But I want to get to a caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 4142. 4142, you're live on air.
What's up, Lee? It's your boy, Smooth the Dude.
Hey, Smooth.
What's up, baby? How y'all doing? Angel, Brooklyn Black, y'all okay tonight?
Well,
what it is, man?
Well,
I'm good, people.
We're good. Angel had to, she had to leave.
Oh, okay,
but she was definitely... She was definitely with us a little bit earlier, just a few minutes ago, actually. But
yeah,
she's doing okay.
I heard her, though. She's talking about the whatever in a couple counties over. I heard her, though. Pray for her. I'm praying for her and her family. What y'all got going tonight, though? I've been listening to them for a little second.
Basically, we're talking about, we just talked about the whole cheating and why do men and women, like, what it, like, what's the benefit of that you get out of cheating, or why? Like, if you say that, if you choose someone to give a title to, if you choose someone that you can tell and say that you love them, like, what's the whole point of stepping outside of that?
I mean, honestly, if you're not happy, the best thing to be is leave, you know what I'm saying, no matter what type of relationship it is, but why? Guys cheat. I mean, I guess just to see if it's green on the other side. I mean, and 99% of the time, what they got at home is better. But, I mean, a nigga just going to be a nigga, and we trying to, you know, see how many we can fuck or whatever, you know. Playing a guy married, though, I mean, I guess it's just in our intuition, you know, just to look at other women and try to just fuck, I guess.
So,
I mean, especially if you out here dressed to kill, looking good, body shape right. I mean, you know, I mean, but it all depends on your relationship, too. You 5-10 years in the game with your relationship. That's a little different. You know, y'all know each other. But I'm talking about these 1-2 year you know, 6 months to 2 year relationship.
Mhm. But when you say it's in a, so when you say it's in a man's like intuition, like, so it can also be in for a female as well.
Oh yeah, women do the same thing. Man, you a lady, you know what time it is, boo.
No, I do. Like I always say, I'm not to be biased because like there's definitely to every male that cheats, there's definitely a female that does as well. I'm never biased, but I mean I've heard a lot of men say that before. Like that's just a man thing. Like she can't help it. Like even if I could honestly love you and really want to be with you, but from time to time, like I just want to feel something else or be around another female, and I just.
I feel you on that. I mean, if you're in a committed relationship and it's going and y'all soulmates, you're going to know when it's real, and then it's going to put it in your heart to not even want to look at another lady like that, though. You know what I'm saying? When you finally find that one.
I mean,
I guess the dog going to chase the cat. George Clinton been told.
I can wait to what you're saying. Excuse me. Like I said again. I mean, I just don't. A lot of times when I just find when men cheat, they're always trying to justify or rectify the situation, and I don't understand why. Like you know that you were wrong, so what is there really? Like, what could you like? Why are you trying to play a story right now? And I mean, as opposed to when I found out, like, you know, I have a couple of female friends and they've done went through different things and they didn't have guys cheat on them and they've done been the cheaters. And when they get caught, they're not trying to explain shit. They're mostly just like, so whatever, like, so you don't want to be with me because of that or because you found out, because you know, all right, cool. But when a guy does it, he gets caught is, but no, but wait, let me tell you. And this is what happened. And what happened was, like, to me, it's just like, you got caught, shut the fuck up. Like, for instance, the story that was going on with Chad Johnson and Evelyn. And, you know, they just got married July 4th. It was all on television. It was broadcasted. And now they're undergoing a divorce because she found a receipt to condoms and supposedly he headbutted her, causing her to have, like, I guess, marks and bruises, swelling over her eye or her forehead or whatever the case may be. So, like, you know, he got so mad. I mean, you know, like, again, we don't really know what will happen, but as of right now, that's what the story is. So it's just like, damn, how crazy is that? How crazy is you're the one who got caught cheating, but you're the one who's going to physically harm somebody because what you were trying to explain your side of the story, whether or not she provoked you or, you know what I mean? It's just a simple fact that you were the one in the wrong, though.
Yeah, the message ain't nothing to play with. The guy's going to go regardless.
I mean, I know you wouldn't get, I mean, I'm pretty sure you're not the type to, if you got caught cheating, you know, sit there and put your hands or use your fucking head to headbutt a female because she's trying to curse you out because you just fucked around on her.
Yeah, you got to keep it real. I mean, on his lines, keep it fake. You got to stay 100, even with your lady, you know what I'm saying? Let her know the business, everything, so it'll be on the up and up. Because trust really will make a relationship. If you ain't got that, it's really fucked from the start.
I definitely do agree. Like, what you have to say to Mr. Smooth Zoo?
It's a cool thing that he actually put some things in perspective, you know, to get people to realize, like, you know, so the brothers out here, we actually got shit, and, you know, we think about shit, and we have prolific shit to talk about. So definitely big shout to Smooth the Dude.
Already, man. I'm intellectual too, man. You know, raised from the South. Got a little sense about me. You know what I'm saying? But I sure appreciate y'all letting me, you know, spend my little 2 cents or whatnot. You know, I check out y'all at least once a week. Got to check in. Salute to the whole All Bars Moving. You know what time it is.
Definitely. Thank you, Smooth. Haven't heard you in a minute. Heard from you, so that was definitely cool that you did call in. Shout out to you.
You ain't get the drop yet, dude. Either did you, boo?
I believe we have his drop, right, Black?
No, I don't have it.
Yeah, you should have it because I forwarded it to you.
It's 100. I showed. Yeah. But then I'm going to say it then. If you're not fucking with Brooklyn Black, Nicky Bars, Boss Bars, and the All Bar Movement, find the tallest building in your city and jump off that thing. You hear me? Kill yourself.
I love it when you say that shit. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, y'all have a nice night. All right, Brooke.
You all right,
there we go.
All right, Black.
That's what it is. Shout out to Smoothitude for calling in all the way from Arkansas, Little Rock. Always shows love. So, Black, you ready to get into another commercial break before we soon get out of here?
Yeah, sure. Why the hell not, right?
You definitely tuned in to All Bars Radio, hanging out with me, Nikki Bars, and we definitely got Brooklyn Black in the building, so let go.
Maybach music.
Money over everything. Self-made. But right now, shout it. You looking like money. I'm talking about real money. Huh?
Maybach.
Yeah. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on it. Fuck her good, make her call me in the moment. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
Yeah, temporary forever. Levitate what a nigga. I can teach you till you hate me, bet you hate them navel kisses. We can do like A positions. Hit it till your makeup missing. Baby girl, my stroke official. And you know I paint that picture. Hoes on my line. Most of them nine. Couple of them down. But all my hoes is hard to find. And I ain't always on the prowl. It's just my soul to mix the brown. Got me quite open for a while. So let me in or let me out. And I like my marijuana bright. And I like my window tinted out. Shout out them strippers. Hustle, get yours, you know what this about. I just might throw a big amount. Don't know if I'm supposed to take you out. I just know that I'm supposed to praise you up. Don't mean I ain't supposed to take you down. Word up.
My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. Every time she fuck me, she say, can I have some money? I say, can I get a threesome? She say, boy, you funny. But I be like, for real, just pick up that phone, call one of your girls when I'm on that pill and I pop that purr. Girl, I put in that word. Long as she come to me first, it's 14 racks. What I put on that purse, yeah, that Birkin bag. Make an old dude mad when I murk through pass in that dark blue jacket. She like my style, but I talk too fast. And I got that drive, and she just might crash. Hold up. She say she fucking with me the long way. She gon' ride the stick, I had a long day. Nigga, look at my bitch, she looking the wrong way. Something mean, look exactly just like the song say.
My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking
looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on it.
Fuck her good, make her call me in the morning.
Maybach music.
Yes, you're definitely tuning to All Barb's Radio. I fucking love that song. Thank you for playing it, Black.
You're welcome, you're welcome.
I want to say, you got it fucking from me, thank you. Of being nice. Oh my goodness. But yeah, Black, so I just know one thing. I just know that whatever girl that you're with, better not cheat on her, because I'll help her fuck you up.
Yo, what are you talking about, man? I don't even rock like that, son.
I'm just saying, because I'll be like, where? She said, what? Let's go get him. I'm going to take a caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 9761. 9761, you're live on air.
Yes, 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 yes. What's going on? It's Son, Baltimore Son.
Hey, what's going on?
What's good? What's good? I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I definitely saw the tweet that you sent me earlier. Shout out to you.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I'm trying to get back on it. I've been all over the place lately. They got my wife over in Germany until, like, the beginning of October, so it's just been me and my son. So, you know, I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying, stay where I need to be at and everything like that. What's good, Brooklyn Black?
Chilling, dog. You know, same old, same old.
Yeah.
Putting up with this crazy lady over here.
Why I gotta be crazy, though?
What, am I wrong?
Of course I'm not gonna say, I'm not gonna admit that I'm crazy, but I beg to differ. At times. But yes, definitely. I want to know too, like, I don't know, did you hear about the story about Chad Johnson and Evelyn?
Yeah, I definitely did.
Yeah, so what you think about that? Because we were definitely talking about men and cheating. Not just men, though, but, you know, cheating in general. But that was one of the stories that we were talking about.
First off, I think he was a clown for marrying her off the top. Like, who in America thought that wedding was going to last, that marriage was going to last longer than 6 months? Like, you know what I'm saying? Second of all, how does she find the receipt for his condoms? Like, what kind of clown is he? Like, what you did? You went to, like, Walgreens or CVS and got deodorant and stuff, and on the receipt was condoms. What he was gonna do? Take something back? You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, duh. But I mean, I don't think they was in love anyway. I just think she out for a baller for real. You know what I'm saying? And he was fool enough to let her do it, to let her, you know, to get caught, to get trapped.
Right, because they definitely have some kids, you know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, you know, I watched the show with her, and the way, I don't know if you saw the show with her, and the way that she would just talk, like, you know, just like how, you know, how certain she was, like, okay, but I know my man, and I know this, and I know that, and I know this, you know what I mean? And laugh at and point fingers and bash out other females who date, you know, guys of the same caliber,
right.
You know what I mean, and now that she's in that situation, me, I feel like, yeah, I agree with you, like, that nigga should have went to the fucking corner store and got the fucking condoms, like, they don't give receipts.
And then, two, not only that, I saw an episode I was watching when he took his ex out to the dinner or something, and she was heated, and he was like, what's your problem, I'm gonna do what I wanna do, and that was before
mm-hmm.
the so he the type of person that you ain't gonna question him. You know what I'm saying? And for people to sit here and say they don't know what your mate, I've been married for 9 years. I can sit here and tell you I don't think my wife cheating on me, but I don't know for sure because I can care less unless I find out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I tell them, yo, you can do whatever you want to do as long as I don't find out. And that's how I carry it. You know, I'm not going through your phone. I'm not trying to get your email password.
I believe in what you go looking for, like whatever you find, that's what you get. You know what I mean? But you know, you have some women that can have that woman intuition, and it's kind of hard for them to lay down with you every single night, and you're fucking some knocked out of sleep, and she can't because like something is telling her something's going on.
Right.
You know what I mean? So.
If you're worrying about me, then you're hurting yourself because I could care less. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's how if you don't trust me, then let me know so we can't be together. Because I'm not going to be playing the trust game, point blank, period. You know what I'm saying? Question me about anything, but we only going to discuss it once. After that, if you keep asking me, that means you don't believe me. If you don't believe me, you don't trust me. If you don't trust me, we can't be together.
True.
You know
what I mean? True. But okay, so what about for the dudes that say exactly what you just said, especially to the female, like, you know, let her know, like, listen, if you know, you're worried about me, you're only hurting yourself, blah, 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 but then it's just, like, they're the ones that are actually, like, really doing some type of sideline cheating, though.
Yeah, true. I mean, but there are definitely a lot of cases like that and everything, but I'm like, at the same time, if you don't have any proof that I've done anything, ain't no need to keep accusing me of nothing. Because now I'm pissed. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like you caught me or you got no evidence. You just assuming. Even if it is true, you still assuming. Because you don't have no evidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So to me, that's like a trust issue. Even if I am out there cheating, you don't have evidence, you accusing me of something you don't even know nothing about. Because you think something going on. And I tell you, if you think I'm messing around, then you shouldn't be with me. Because that's going to lead to more problems between me and you. My battery was dead on my phone. Why you ain't answer the phone? You was out there doing this and doing that. No, I'm at work. What you mean why I ain't answer the phone? You know, stuff like that. I think the wedding, that marriage wasn't going nowhere to begin with. And over some condoms, yo, and I don't know.
Like she was aware that he's done that before. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not the first time. But then they have, you know, they've went back into, because, you know, he got, like, a lot of penalties, you know, just, you know, for his career and everything like that because of this. And, you know, they went even as far back into February 7, 2000 that, like, he had a domestic violence charge against him and he was penalized for that. And I think he was on probation for a certain amount of years, and this was all before he played for Oregon State, and it was with a person that he was with. And at that time, he said, her statement was, you know, he slapped me up, hit me up, and did all this because, you know, whatever. And he said that, you know, it was because he felt like he wanted her to admit that she was cheating on him or whatever the case may be. So, I mean, for him to have that, I just don't think it's right, though, even if you are in the wrong and then you're caught, to now you be the one to get all fucking boisterous and loud and obnoxious because, nigga, you're caught now.
Oh, I don't have no respect for a man that put his hands on a woman, period. Unless she's a professional boxer and you got to defend yourself. Point blank, period. I don't care what you know what I'm saying? If a girl
mm-hmm.
coming to me right now, unless she got a razor or something in her hand and what is a woman going to do to me? You know, not to underestimate women, but I'm pretty sure I can restrain a woman or get out of there. Or, you know, I might get scratched up or something like that, you know, because of the nails. But I'm like, come on, man, you headbutting or you punching women, that's weak to me. You know what I'm saying? That's, I ain't got respect for no dude to do that at all, point blank, period.
There definitely are some big Bertha bitches out there that will fuck a nigga up, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know. I ain't a small dude myself, so I feel like I can handle mine. You know, I understand the dude, you know, a little small joke or whatever, you gotta get up off of him so he can stay alive and that type of stuff. But I'm like, for, you know, 8 times out of 10, it don't even have to come to that. women, they run their mouth. Oh, well, she from NY, so I don't know. Y'all a different breed of women out there, you know. She ain't
I used to deal
with a girl from Queens, and she made me laugh at her a couple of times.
wait. I want to hear. Wait. Because, you know, only because you're referring
to
me. No, you cannot say black. First of all, I feel like you can't say that because that's just the women that you encountered with in Queens, New York, or in Brooklyn, New York, in the Bronx, New York.
No, women in New York City in general
as a whole, different breed
of women. Like, yo, y'all even different from women from Westchester, yo. Like, it's not that it's a bad thing, but y'all just different. Like, we can, you know. Y'all have to be treated differently.
Have to.
And the weak dude not gonna be able to deal with y'all. Cause they ain't gonna know how to handle it. You know what I mean?
Wow. That's funny. It's funny to me because I guess my whole thing is like I can't stand dudes in New York. Like I'm kinda like starting to like guys from the South. But I think that if I would, what?
Yeah, stop that bullshit.
It's not, because the way that they show me love and, you know, just like, yeah, they're different from New York men, you know, like, they're more like, but I feel like if I was to date somebody from the South, which I've done before, yeah, I'm like the pushover one because I'm the one that's like, I feel like I can do whatever because they'll allow me to just because of their Southern hospitality and, you know, that the way that they were raised and shit.
It takes a certain type of man to deal with a woman from New York.
Exactly.
It takes a certain type of man.
I just want to know, like, but when you say that, like, can you just give an example, though?
But to me, I'm not saying that, like, it's a bad thing because I love it myself. It's to me that, And I've been around the world. I've been in almost every state, you know, and I've dealt with women, you know, from all over the world and everything. But women in New York, it's like they have their own thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like a cocky type of. I don't know how they really explain it, but it's like it's not bad. You know, I don't think it's bad at all. I love it. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't seen it nowhere else that I done went. I got some traveling miles on logs in, you know what I mean? And it's just like this attitude, the way y'all carry yourself, you know what I'm saying? And there's always exceptions to every rule, but as a whole, on the whole, you know, it's just this New York flavor.
Black, so you think I have an attitude?
Yeah, that's just the New York thing, you know? They have that attitude, you know, which attracts a lot of dudes, but what the dudes are around is you have to be a real
strong in order to deal with it, in order to handle it.
You got to be a real strong individual to handle New York girl because they have that sass, they got that sarcasm, they got that wit. You know, they
so you couldn't black, so you can't handle me then.
What? I can't handle New York. That's all I know. Is New York women.
I feel like,
if I knew where they took from somewhere else, that'd be like a walk in the park. That's a vacation.
Wow.
I could kick my feet up and shit.
Yeah.
Y'all laughing. It's really intriguing me because it's just like I didn't think that because I've been to, like, for instance, I've been to, like, Washington, D.C., and I've been, like, out there, and I've been clubbing out there, and I've done chill out there for a while, a couple of days, vacation-wise. And the females out there, to me, they're, like, on, like, that boss bitch status. Like, if they're not getting money with a nigga, they don't got time for the bullshit. Like, they're very, like, independent. They carry themselves. Like, they're standoffish.
A lot of them, I'm going to tell you, because I'm from the DMV area, you know, and not to single out any one city or anything like that, because there's a lot of them in my city. A lot of women down here,
they play that weekend role, but they broke for real, and they look up for dudes that got dope. Like, so they play that weekend role real good, and it's not everybody, because there is, you know, a lot of women that do their own thing and they got it going on and stuff like that, and they do carry themselves, you know, accordingly. But, you know, more than 60%, I'm going to say more than 60%, is playing that weekend role. You know, they got their dress-up clothes on. You know, you like you say, you know, you're here for a couple of days or something, so, you know, it's only what you see as opposed to, and just like you're living in New York, so you don't notice anything different, whereas I'm from Baltimore, and I see, you know, I see a difference. Like, you see a difference in the people from down south. Like, if I was down south, it would just be natural to me. It wouldn't seem like it was anything different. You know what I mean? So, yeah, but sad. I think Evelyn was too tough for him, and I think, like, for real, you can't say nothing to him. He that type of person, and she ain't going to shut up. She like, you going to tell me where you got, who you got these condoms for, and I don't know. Him, Tiger, Kobe, put all of them on the same island and just don't put no women on there. Leave them out there for a year until they learn how to run. How to run their business.
Words. No, yeah. Seriously. Because, like, but then it's just like, okay, CBJ, you know, even with this nigga, like, how he just, she supposedly, because I don't really watch the show, but, like, of course he's talked about so much because he's just the type of nigga, like, she plays bitches and he just, like, he's just so dumbfounded behind it, like, whatever.
He
like, he...
I never watched
the shit either. I've seen him. I don't know. They say that he's bi and...
My thing is this, like, I grew up, my pops wasn't really there. So I had some old heads that showed me the way, and they always told me, like, even them being from the hood, it ain't nothing to brag about. If you doing it, you ain't gotta broadcast what you're doing. That's why it's kinda fake to me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if you got 1,000 women, who cares? To me, look, I don't know. He might be a little homo. You know, I don't know. That's just me. I don't really watch it. I don't get into it, but, you know.
I don't get into it either, but whenever the show comes on, it's just all over my timeline, and,
right.
You know, people always talk about it.
You hear the story just by being on Twitter and stuff, or Facebook.
That's how I see it. I don't ever watch that shit. Soon to come on, I just see... hashtag L, whatever the fucking abbreviation is for it, and they just go, and they just go and talk about it and everything from down to what the person said. Oh, no, this bitch Mimi didn't say, and, like, so I know, like, you know, like, I don't have to watch it just to know, and from what it sounds and from what it seems to be, that this nigga, he's just fucking around, like, he's been with somebody for 13 years who he has a family with, and he's just fucking other bitches, and he just won't stop, but then he wants them all to accept it because he loves two women, and he says that he's in love with two women, but he don't know.
Oh, that must be why somebody put a Facebook status up. Is it possible to be in love with two people at one time?
Maybe, and I don't know. I don't even know if that's true, because you have to think about, I guess, all the guys who study the, you know, different religions. I forget what it's called. Damn, I used to watch this show on fucking HBO.
Then they can have all the wives they want as long as they can take care of all of them.
Yeah, you talking about Big Love, yo.
Big Love. I used to fucking love that show. Like, yeah, and like how he had his wives. He had, I think, about three of them or whatever. They all had his kids, and he, like, loved all of them equally, and he would share them, like, certain days they would, you know, he would sleep with this one and show this one love and take this one out and this day, but then somehow, some way, every at dinner time they were all together and they had to accept it.
That's very true.
I don't know how that shit pans out. Like, I find it really hard to keep up, like, to just talking to different, like, different niggas, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm single and I'm talking to multiple people, and just to talk to more than probably two at one time, it be, to me, it's like, damn, this shit is just a lot of work.
trying to remember fucking prior conversations. It's just like to love three women equally. I don't see how it's possible, but to me that's just I never got that. But I used to watch that show.
I know.
You never did, Black.
What's up?
Have you ever watched? You watched Big Love?
Yeah, I did. I caught it. You know, it was kind of cool.
But there's people that are definitely out there, like the whole, I guess, concubine thing, and having multiple wives. That shit is whack. Like, that's just basically saying like we have an open relationship. So. And it sucks because the guy gets to do that, but the female can't. They can't have multiple lovers as well. Like just like him, he can only have that, and they can't. That's fucked up.
They gotta change it. They gotta take a stand. Start a revolution.
And just start fucking around, right? And like, fuck you, nigga. Aren't you fucking hot this week? So what you worried about me for?
Oh, man.
That's fucked up. But shout out to the guys, you know, who definitely don't cheat on their wives, their girlfriends, and, you know, they say that they love her and they're with her, they're riding it out with her. Shout out to them, but I definitely don't see how you can say you love somebody after, like, I guess, quote unquote, saying that you was in a relationship for, like, 2 months. And it happens. It definitely do happen. Black, do you have anything to say to Mr. Body Morrison?
Well, you know, that's my dude, so, you know, I'm just waiting for the next project, and we always chop it up on the sidelines anyway. So
9/11 is dropping on 9/11.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a collaborative effort, though. It's me and two other dope MCs from Baltimore, my man from France on the production. So it's a collaborative effort, and then, of course, I'm still working on my solo project. So you already know you're going to get it first, Brooklyn Black, so you already know how we do.
Yeah.
Damn, and I hope All Bob's Radio can get a second.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You already know that, you know, the whole pregame radio station is my family, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Thank you.
Thank you.
And it was definitely fun chopping it up with you because you've been MIA. We don't really tweet each other, but every now and then if I do see you come across my timeline, I definitely do shout you out.
I appreciate that. It helps smile on my face too.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So, yes, and we definitely, it's about that time. It's 10 o'clock, so we got to get out of here anyway. So, thank you for calling in and tuning in and rocking out with us tonight.
Oh, yeah, one love.
All right.
All right.
Black, it is the end of the show.
Wait, we still got a caller, kid.
Who's the caller?
Last four digits is 7115. You live on the air.
Hello? Hi. This is Chantel.
Oh, I thought it was you. Hi, Cookies. How are you?
I'm okay.
How is Shay with you?
Yeah.
Hey, Shay. How are you?
I'm good. What about you?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm over here. I'm a little bit tired and shit, but I'm doing good. You know me. Can't complain. I miss you guys.
Miss you, too.
I fucking love when you guys call in. Black, isn't her voice sexy?
Nice voice.
So what's up with you guys? How's everything?
Everything
is good. That's what's up. So I definitely want to know, well, Shay, this question is directed to you first. I want to know, how do you feel about the whole Chad Johnson and Evelyn situation?
Yeah, Yeah, they crazy.
I definitely do agree. Cookies, what do you think about the situation?
I think it's really silly what they're doing.
I just think that they're both, like, you know, they both, I guess if you want to announce certain things and publicize your life and, you know, how it, you know, from a starting point, because remember they both was on television shows and everybody was already into their relationship business. So, you know, once something like this happens and you, you know, call the cops and you, somehow, some way, there's photographs of you, and it now becomes public. Like, you just only have to accept and, you know, be prepared for what everybody else finds out and, you know, and how we perceive and judge them. So I just think that they're really crazy. I just can't believe that he headbutted her because she caught him cheating. That was crazy to me. But thank you guys for calling in.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Always love hearing from you guys, and definitely I will tweet you guys' names so everybody could go follow at Shay and Shay Cookies, two of my fucking favorite people. Mwah, thank you guys.
You're welcome.
All right. So, yes, Black. You ready to close out?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, like I always say, don't give a fuck about what anybody has to say about what you have going on, what you got, you know, what you're doing, especially if it's positive and you know you're not hurting anybody and you're making yourself happy. Do the damn thing. Don't ever limit yourself. This world is unbelievable, so get into and get hip, and mwah, good night, you definitely need to rock back out with us on Thursday. You already know how we do with the unsigned independent artist music. So definitely make sure you send me your music and some drops as well so you can hear yourself on our rotation. And Black.
Yeah, I already know, fellas. Don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clan. Arrive alive. Don't drink and drive in. Catch you on Thursday.
All right. Good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.